Longmont-based bass and drums duo, Booster, is back with their sophomore album, Pteroglyphs, an instrumental concept album, accompanied by an original written story, that takes listeners over the river of sound and through the woods of narrative. With Mike Lehman on drums and Alex Vori on bass, their music blends rock, funk and jazz to create a powerful and precise sound they have coined, metamorphic rock. The result? A musical experience that explores past the boundaries of its individual components. It took a while for us to sync up to find a really good sound. But once we did, we found it easy to jam and work out material together, Vori said. Lehman and Vori crossed paths in Baldur's music scene nearly a decade ago. Booster evolved from a four-piece to a two-piece band after trying out other musicians who didn't quite fit the bill. Alex and I live about a half mile away from each other, Lehman said. So, I just kept showing up, and we would jam together. Eventually, we changed our sound palette to what it is now, a bass and drums duo. When many bands adapted to the challenges of the pandemic by recording instruments separately on an album and then coming together afterward to record their next album, Booster followed a different path. Lehman and Vori recorded their first album, The Coasts, during the pandemic, which predominantly emerged from extensive collaborative jamming in their own microcosm quarantine. In contrast, Pteroglyphs involved a more structured and relaxed approach with the recording process consisting of tracking the drums first, followed by bass overdubs. This one was much more thoroughly composed than improvised. It's got a lot of variety to it, Vori said. If they hit the next song, they're gonna find something really different to hold their attention. So, this one is a very deliberate record. The duo has primarily focused on recording in recent years, prioritizing the development of their sound before taking it live. They believe in taking the time to refine their sound and repertoire, emphasizing that clarity and direction is necessary for a two-piece band. We wanted to take things back to what it was like when we were teenagers and make art again, and then when it was ready, then play live, Lehman said. Both agree they have no desire for additional instrumentation and find the democracy of two people in their band to be a harmonious arrangement. They appreciate the freedom it allows for innovative instrumental techniques and composing. The advantages of the two-piece setup are the cohesion and shared vision that comes with a smaller band, and that there's no room to hide. The Coasts and Pteroglyphs are conceptual and include accompanying narratives presented through video liner notes on YouTube. This approach emerged from the recognition that many music enthusiasts often find themselves gazing at static album covers on YouTube. In response, Booster decided to offer videos that merge music with engaging narratives to enhance the listening experience. I wanted it to be a little more accessible and include things that people can relate to with current events, Lehman said. We were kind of talking about the storyline as we were writing the music. I think the music was a little more established before the plot got fleshed out. But, you know, once you have that there, it can really inform the writing process. In Longmont, the duo has found a supportive environment that allows them to thrive with their commitment to artistic growth and independence continuing to shine in their music. There's a more relaxed community here. I'm kind of a homebody, so it's a very relaxing community to be in. And the neighbors are chill about us making music in the garage, Vori said. So, it's definitely a more relaxed place to live and be creative.